The casino business has been good to the Puyallup tribe of Washington State, to put it mildly. Each member of the tribe is set to receive $2,000 each month. That's $96,000 a year for a family of four. Most people are thrilled with the prospect, but a few wonder if the windfall might be too good to last. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has the story.
We could call this story Green from the Emerald Queen, the tribe's riverboat and casino on Tacoma's industrial waterfront, about 30 miles south of Seattle. According to the tribe, the gambling operation produces about $7 million a month, a hefty sum for a relatively small tribe. Members had been receiving monthly payments from casino profits, but the proposal by tribal leaders to increase those payments tenfold took most members by surprise. Among them, Lucia Earl Mitchell.
Wow, you know, you go around, you ask everybody, is this true? Is it really going to happen? And then when they made the motion, it happened and it carried it through.
Mitchell, like others in the Puyallup tribe, got her first $2,000 check in May and has received two more since then. The young mother who works at the tribal newspaper paid a bill, bought a vacuum cleaner and some bicycles. She invested a small amount in her 4th of July fireworks stand and plans to make larger house payments and save for her young son's education. For Mitchell, the money is a welcome supplement, but she says for others, it is something much more basic.
For some tribal members, that's more money than they've ever had, you know, and a lot of our elders, especially living on Social Security and Medicaid and stuff. So it helps everybody in the tribe tremendously. I've seen a lot of positive come from this money, people getting cars, you know, looking better, feeling better about themselves.
Outside tribal headquarters, a few members are working on their firework stands. One way members have supplemented their small incomes. One man says he'll use the money to pay off traffic tickets so he can reinstate his driver's license. Another, Martina Campbell, plans to use the money for car insurance and food. As she stands dusted with flour, cooking up a batch of fry bread, she says while she's happy about the extra cash, she worries about how the easy money might affect the tribe's younger members.
My brother right now, he was in college, and when he got his money, he decided to drop out of college, and that was a bad thing, I thought, just because he got his per capita. So I'm trying to talk him into going back to school.
Before a tribe can make regular cash payments to individual members, it must use casino earnings to provide for tribal government, economic development, and other needs of the entire tribe. The Bureau of Indian Affairs is supposed to approve per capita plans, but oversight is often minimal. For example, the Puyallup's original plan was approved 4 years ago, and the tribe did not submit an amended plan when it boosted the cash payouts. The tribe may have thought it didn't have to. Mark Van Norman of the National Indian Gaming Association says that in large part, tribes are free to do what they want with gaming revenues.
You know, we respect the sovereign authority of the tribe. And, you know, the tribes have a democracy where folks are voted into office. And tribal members certainly have a voice at the tribal polls.
But a tribal election is just what got some people questioning the payouts, or at least the timing. The tribal council approved the money just before tribal elections, in which two council members were up for re-election. Both won their races and maintained their well-paying positions. Critics also contend that the tribe should not be doling out more than 70% of its estimated profits at the same time that it's trying to launch a new major business venture, a $200 million resort and casino. And they say that tribal leaders know that the big payouts cannot be sustained. However, none of these critics would agree to a broadcast interview. They say they fear retaliation by the tribe. Tribal spokesman John Weimer dismisses the critics. With respect to the $2,000 a month payments, he says,
ultimately, it will probably be more than that. But that was a figure that was achievable on a per month basis that they could pay out. It's all a matter of accounting, you know.
The next cash payment is due in August. In the meantime, news of the Puyallup's cash windfall has members of other gaming tribes clamoring for their own big cut of the action. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Tacoma, Washington.